you said there was another part other than treating Sharia law as a criminal enterprise. You're going to be stripping away the power from these Muslim groups. How are you going to do that?
Number one, we made it a second degree felony to enforce Sharia law. I will make sure that that is enforced to the fullest extent of the law. Number two, change the law to stop these no-go zones. Like you've seen in North Texas, East Plano Islamic Center, Epic is one of them. They've renamed it to the Meadow. They're going to keep renaming it. But what this law does is it allows the AG to bring an action to deny public benefit. And what is that? Sewer, water, electricity, roads, management districts. That makes sure that the Meadow remains a Meadow. But the third that I mentioned earlier, probably the most powerful tool, is stopping enemy entities from owning any property in Texas that includes critical infrastructure. So we need to continue to add to that list. Right now, CARE and Muslim Brotherhood are on that list. We need to keep adding, because what it does is it prevents them from owning any property in Texas, and it allows the AG, and I made sure that was in the law, to bring an action to force them to divest and sell their property. We cannot allow them to own one square inch in our great state. And look, I'm never retreating from Washington, D.C., because I'm never going to Washington, D.C. I have always known that the fight is right here in the great state of Texas. I was born here, and I'll be buried here. This is it.